reading for today, I hope, will sound somewhat familiar because I am rereading a portion of last week's, the last part of last week's scripture reading. And the reason that I'm doing that is because this is one of the most important scripture readings that we have. This is one you need to know. This is one you need to live. And besides, it works well with last week's and this week's. It's a continuation of Jesus preaching on the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus said to them, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist the evildoer. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give him your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also 2 miles. Give to everyone who begs from you. And do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Pray for them, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love just those who love you, what reward do you have for that? Do not even the tax collectors do the same thing? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same thing? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." May God bless the reading, the hearing, the understanding, but most of all, the walking of this word. This week and next week, we're going to talk about compassion. Compassion. It's a wonderful word. Comes from compassus. That word translates literally into mercy, benevolence, kindness, gentleness, compassion. It also translates into being passionate while you love. Being passionate while you love. Now, the kind of love that we're talking about here is not Eros love, not romantic love. The kind of love we are talking about is what the Gospels call agape love. It's the love that we should have for each other all the time, no matter who, no matter where, no matter what. And so compassus means come be passionate. Be merciful. Be gentle. We think about being compassionate, I think, in terms of helping people. To be compassionate, if I'm going to be compassionate towards someone, I'm going to help them. Either maybe I'm going to listen to their testimony. Maybe I'm going to listen to what they have to say. Maybe I'm going to listen to their problems and their struggles. And I'm going to share either in sympathy or in empathy with them. And I may even offer a suggestion to try to help, but not tell them what to do. That's not compassion. That's manipulation. That's ordering around. That's not compassion. If I am going to extend compassion to someone who is hungry, it is not up to me to stand there and give them a lecture on why they are hungry. It's up to me to feed them. Now, after we eat, maybe we could talk about that, but it's still not up to me to lecture them on why they're hungry. It's up to me to understand why they're hungry and maybe help them. Show compassion, be passionate about my love for them. If somebody comes to me and says, "I need The answer to that is compassion. Now, whatever the person needs, I may or may not be able to give them, because we all have our limitations. Even the minister. I can't do it all. I can't be it all. I know you're all so disappointed, aren't you? Just look at those faces out there. They're all, well, gee whiz, that's what we hired you for, so we don't have to do anything. It takes all of us to be compassionate in different ways. There are ways that I can be compassionate, and there are ways that you can be compassionate. If someone comes and their greatest need is to be accepted for who they are, then that is what I am called to be compassionate and do. I can do that. I do that on a regular basis. Ain't nobody in this world got it all right and all together. Ain't nobody. But all of us are God's children, and all of us carry the Holy within us, and all of us belong. We belong here. Always. We belong here. Because this is God's house. This isn't my house. We belong here. And everybody that comes into God's house needs to feel safe and secure in God's house. That's how we show compassion. Some of you have been coming into this house and worship all your lives, and of course you feel safe and secure. You've been coming here since you were born. Some of you are still sitting in the seats you were born in. Oh, well, not born in, but you know what I mean. But we have strangers in our midst. They are just as welcome and should feel just as safe and just as much at home as all you who've been here since the cradle. God's love starts the minute we walk in the door. God's love starts long before that, but...
Thank you.
God's love starts the minute God decides we're going to be in the world for a while, however long we get. And God's love never, ever, ever, ever ends. And as hard as it must be for some of us, we're supposed to love people like God does. That's not always easy. I don't always want to love like God loves. The scripture today says, if somebody smacks you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. But the thing about that scripture is, there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek that Jesus says in that scripture passage. Okay? Would you put the first part of the scripture back up for me? Okay. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, offer the left cheek. Okay? All right. Now I need a helper. Bill Bolson. Come here, darling. You get to smack me. No. Okay. In ancient... Hi! In ancient Israel, it was considered that the left hand was defiled. Men, most of you can probably tell me why. Yeah. Ladies, probably too. Okay? So, let's look at this passage for just 1 minute. If somebody strikes me on the right cheek, how are you going to hit me? Yeah. Yeah. You're going to hit me with your left hand, aren't you? Dirty hand. So, here we go. Go for it. Honk. Now, instead of me hitting him back with my left hand, which would be equal to him hitting me, I turn and I offer him my other cheek so that he has to hit me with what is considered the sacred hand, the holy hand. And scripture says you shall not hit another with your clean hand, lest you be defiled. You may sit down. Thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. Yeah, well, no, you did it yourself. So a little tongue-in-cheek, Jesus says there. Somebody hits you with their defiled hand, you offer them your good cheek, so they have to hit you with their good hand and defile themselves. What's underneath here? Because a lot of people look at this and they say, well, you know, come on, people, if somebody hits me, I'm not going to let them hit me again. Well, let them make their own mistakes. Now, what I would say today, in today's world, somebody hits you with one hand, walk away. Don't hit them back, just walk away. Okay? This is how we show compassion with justice. If I turn my cheek to Bill Bolson so that he's got to hit me with his undefiled hand, he's going to think twice before he does it. And thus, I am showing him compassion because I'm saying to him, you don't really want to do that. And he realizes, and perhaps we have a moment of reconciliation. If somebody wants your coat, give them your cloak. In other words, do more than is asked of you. If somebody wants you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with them. In other words, help them, walk with them. Don't just point the directions. Okay, you go a mile this way and then you turn left. Offer to be with them. Offer to journey with them. Love them as you ought to love your neighbor, as you ought to love your God, as you ought to love yourself. I don't care how people get in the door of the church. I care that we welcome them in the door of the church. And I care that we extend God's holy love and compassionate love to them when they're in the door of the church, as well as when we see them out in the world. Yes. We are a very strange, weird people. We actually like others. We actually help others. We actually are compassionate to others. We are not out for our own agenda. We are out for God's agenda. And God's agenda doesn't always match the world's agenda. And we are made to look like fools. And Paul says it better than anybody else. If I shall be a fool, let me be a fool for Christ. Show compassion. Feel it in your heart. Experience it within. Next week we'll talk about living it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, sometimes I forget to be compassionate. Remind me. Sometimes, Lord, when I'm walking through this life, I think I'm getting it all right, but I'm not. Help me. Show me the error of my ways. Show my family here, my brothers and my sister, the error of their ways. Let their walk be genuine, honest, truthful. And let all of us walk compassionate. Almighty God, you are there from the moment we cry out for the first time until the moment we enter into eternal life with you. And for every moment in between, and there is never a moment when your compassion is not available to us. Let us experience that in our hearts, and let us go out and share it with the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we stand to sing today, let your hearts be filled with compassion for yourselves, for your brothers, for your sisters, for the world. Let us stand and sing.